The evidence was indisputable. Saudi Arabia, America's longtime ally and the world's largest oil producer, had somehow become, as a senior Treasury Department official put it, the epicenter of terrorist financing. Starting in the late 1980s, after the dual shocks of the Iranian Revolution and the Soviet war in Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia's quasi-official charities became the primary source of funds for the fast-growing jihad movement. In some 20 countries, the money was used to run paramilitary training camps, purchase weapons, and recruit new members. Saudi largesse encouraged U.S. officials to look the other way, some veteran intelligence officers say. Billions of dollars in contracts, grants, and salaries have gone to a broad range of former U.S. officials who had dealt with the Saudis, ambassadors, CIA station chiefs, even cabinet secretaries. Electronic intercepts of conversations implicated members of the royal family in backing not only Al-Qaeda, but also other terrorist groups. After the 2001 attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, more evidence emerged about the covert relationships between Washington and Riyadh. In October 2003, Vanity Fair magazine disclosed information that had not previously been made public in an in-depth report titled "Saving the Saudis." The story that emerged about the relationship between the Bush family, the House of Saud, and the Bin Laden family did not surprise me. I knew that those relationships went back at least to the time of the Saudi Arabian money laundering affair, which began in 1974, and to George H.W. Bush's terms as U.S. ambassador to the United Nations from 1971 to 1973, and then as head of the CIA from 1976 to 1977. What surprised me was the fact that the truth had finally made the press. Vanity Fair concluded, "The Bush family and the House of Saud, the two most powerful dynasties in the world, have had close personal, business, and political ties for more than 20 years. In the private sector, the Saudis supported Harkin Energy, a struggling oil company in which George W. Bush was an investor. Most recently, former President George H.W. Bush and his longtime ally, former Secretary of State James A. Baker III, have appeared before Saudis at fundraisers for the Carlyle Group, arguably the biggest private equity firm in the world. Today, former President Bush continues to serve as a senior advisor to the firm, whose investors allegedly include a Saudi accused of ties to terrorist support groups. Just days after 9/11, wealthy Saudi Arabians, including members of the Bin Laden family, were whisked out of the U.S. on private jets. No one will admit to clearing the flights, and the passengers weren't questioned. Did the Bush family's long relationship with the Saudis help make it happen?"